This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Israeli ground offensive.
It could happen at any moment.
Palestinian American boy murdered near Chicago.
This was an attack on all of us.
House Speaker nominee confident.
I think it's going to happen tomorrow.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Peter King. A war stops for no one. Rocket sirens went off as Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke in Tel Aviv. A state spokesman says the pair and staff members bunkered down for a few minutes, then went to another location to finish up. An Israeli ground invasion could be imminent. Correspondent Ian Lee in Tel Aviv.
Likely the Israelis are not going to tell us it happens when it happens. I can remember back in 2014 when that ground invasion started. We saw on the horizon it light up with explosions, with bullets, with missiles being fired. And that was the indicator that that ground invasion had started. And that's likely what's going to happen again.
The UN is trying to get humanitarian aid into Gaza through Egypt while people trying to escape wait for the border to open. CBS's Haley Ott is in Jerusalem.
People living in Gaza, Palestinian Americans, all sleeping by the border. They've been advised, some of them, that if it may open at any moment, maybe just for a few hours for the people with international passports.
CBS News has learned 2,000 American troops have been told to be ready to deploy to the Middle East. Some will be used to beef up U.S. security at installations there. And just in, Israel is evacuating some 30 towns to the north because of threats from Hezbollah in Lebanon. In this country, the backlash has been deadly for a Chicago area Palestinian American family. Their landlord is accused of wounding the mother and killing her 6-year-old son with a knife after the woman proposed they pray for peace. The boy's funeral was today. Ahmed Riha heads the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
This is an attack on all of us. When this individual said, "You Muslims must die," this was a message not to the boy and the mother. This was to all of us. We were all stabbed that day.
Brussels is on its highest level terror alert after a gunman killed two Swedish citizens near the location of a soccer match between Belgium and Sweden. The shooter is still on the loose. Ohio's Jim Jordan says he's confident that he can come up with all the votes he needs to be the next House Speaker.
I feel real good about the momentum we have, and I think we're real close. So the vote's going to be tomorrow.
Dozens of Republicans voted against his nomination. He'll likely need all Republicans to vote yes tomorrow. Now this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former President Donald Trump has been gagged, at least legally so, after a federal judge's order that he not comment on his election interference case. CBS's Scott McFarlane says it's not a freedom of speech issue.
First Amendment protections yield when it impacts the administration of justice or the safety and well-being of witnesses. She hands down this partial gag order, which is almost exactly what the prosecutors were seeking. Trump cannot target or repost statements about the special counsel himself or his family, about the court and the court staff, or about potential witnesses in this case.
The Supreme Court has upheld a Biden administration regulation aimed at prohibiting ghost guns, firearms that don't have serial numbers and are tough to trace. The court says two internet parts sellers have to abide by the law, which requires parts to have serial numbers and be licensed. It also requires background checks. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A group of scientists and other thinkers are proposing a revolution on the teaching of evolution.
Scientists have identified what they're calling a missing law of nature that might explain the evolution of evolving systems in the universe, like stars, chemicals, and even life. Michael Wong with the Carnegie Institution for Science says they're proposing a new natural law looking to explain it all.
We think that evolution extends actually far beyond life, that life is just one example of an evolving process, and so we see change over time and complexification over time in physical systems and chemical systems.
He calls it a new lens into why we see everything we see in the universe. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Law enforcement officers are looking for four inmates who escaped from the Bibb County, Georgia jail in Macon. The sheriff says they got out through a broken window and then a break in the jail's fence. One of the four is an accused killer. The others face assault, drug, or firearms charges.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A message for Thanksgiving football fans. Hello, Dolly.
I'll see you all this Thanksgiving.
Dolly Parton tells CBS she'll perform during the Cowboys-Commanders halftime show at AT&T Stadium. While she wants to keep the playlist a secret, she will tell us.
We're going
to
do some stuff that everybody can sing along with me on. They'll know the songs I'm doing. I have about 6.5 minutes of show to do. I'm doing definitely one thing from my rock album.
In a video for the Salvation Army kettle kickoff, Dolly bedazzled a helmet, jerseys, and a football with Cowboys cheerleaders. Game time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, November 23rd. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected North Carolina's appeal in an animal rights case, saying it can't stop activists from going undercover at farms and other workplaces to document animal abuses. The organization PETA challenged the law. That's the World News Roundup, late edition for Monday, October 16th. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.